Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
23,876. Many of them up on their feet, hoping to see Posse put this one in the bag. Santana. Book it. Los A gets his 14th save. The Astros threaten with two singles here in the ninth, but he slams the door on their knuckles and denies them a sweep.
SGA on the drive, pulls back, jump shot,
got it. Chase Splendor on full display here in game two. They only lost two in a row twice in the regular season. They have yet to lose back-to-back games in this playoff run. The NBA Finals are tied at one game apiece.
The Texans are bringing in veteran running back Nick Chubb for a visit on Monday. And I'm told as long as he passes his physical, he'll be signed to a contract. So I expect this to happen. It's probably going to be a one-year contract. I don't expect it to be that expensive.
This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV, ABC, and KPRC in Houston. Good morning.
Morning, Kenny.
Are you going to root for Nick Chubb in Houston?
Yeah, probably. Why not?
I don't know. I'm torn. I want to root for Nick, but man, I really don't like the Texans.
Yeah, but I like CJ Stroud.
Yeah, me too.
So you like the quarterback and the running back, but you don't like them?
Yeah. I think that's always a thing.
Are there a lot of teams that fit that example?
No, there isn't.
But you hate their coach, right?
DeMeco Ryans?
Yeah.
Why do I hate him?
Exactly. So I don't hate him. The coach, the running back, and the quarterback.
Honestly, it's like, I don't like looking at them like they're like a model franchise.
We all know why you hate them. It's the same reason that a lot of people hate them.
Tell me why.
She got grifted.
Bingo. Thank you very much. Yep, that's why. And it's like, and then the owner's wife was like, thanks for the picks. I'm like, you guys want to go back over some of the fine print? Some of that stuff that was going down there? We want to do this? Hold on there. But then I'm like, I got my own problems I got to worry about. And now Nick is, it looks like according to Aaron Wilson, who was on KPRC, that's a clip we played for you there. Nick Chubb is going to be headed to Houston. You asked me how I felt about it. And I said I'd kind of gotten myself ready during draft weekend that he wasn't going to be here. That said, it still sucks. I mean, there were definitely people who were saying, like, hey, we want to bring him back. We want to bring him back. We want to bring him back. I knew that there were some other teams that were interested, obviously. But if he's going to Houston, you know, I don't want to. It's hard. It's hard for me to root for him down in Houston. But it's better than him playing for the Steelers or anywhere else. I'm still trying to process it emotionally because I'm thinking, how many more years does he have? If he has one more year and that year is with the Houston Texans, then if they don't like win the Super Bowl, then he's ours. It kind of feels like he's ours forever. There is a there's like a part of the family type of thing that you have with a player over that time. And then I think about, well, do I Do I get mad at the Browns? Do I get mad at that? Is this the best football decision? Is this the best football decision? It's certainly not good for the reaction for the fans. It's not good for customer service, no doubt about it. But is it the best football decision?
Well, from a football perspective, I mean, he had just had by far his worst year ever, and then he got injured again.
And then he got injured again.
So there's not a lot of actual, for the building of the new Cleveland Browns, for their rebuild that they're in the middle of, or really just starting.
But that's the thing, is I can get mad because they're not rebuilding. They've doubled down with Myles Garrett. You know, Joel Batonio's back. You had chances to kind of liquidate assets in so many ways. You didn't do that. So if they're not a part of a rebuild, is this just normal? Hey, we don't think he's that great anymore, and that's it.
That's
something they're going to have to gamble with, because they've gambled on that type of thing before and they've lost.
It's interesting phrasing, because like, you're right. They're still hanging on, you know, by a thread here with the guys that are aging. But to me, the rebuild has started. Like they've got one foot in, one foot out.
Which that's not the way. Probably not the way to do it.
It's not. And it's a bizarre set of circumstances that I do think the cap has something to do with it too. Like they're just in the middle. They're in the middle of this thing, but like everybody expects them to be really bad. So that's normally when we associate a rebuild, right? Is with,
you would think,
you know, leveling off. You're pivoting from who your core is. Because Batonio, Conklin, Teller, they're not really a part of your core.
But it feels like you're giving them an out, and I don't like that. And I don't think you're trying to make excuses for them, but when you say, well, it's the rebuild, then why did you keep Myles Garrett? I mean, you had every opportunity. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about the dead cap space when people say, well, the dead cap. No, if you wanted to really rebuild, you would have gotten two first-round picks for Myles Garrett, and then everything would have been fine. If you were to trade Myles Garrett and then Nick Chubb ends up with the Houston Texans, like, oh, okay, like, yeah, this is all, add it to the list of all the things that are going on. But you brought back Myles Garrett, you've kept your veterans, you did not move on from all the other names that we talked. Greg Newsom still plays for the Cleveland Browns, does he not? Like, there's guys that you've kept, and you're trying to win football games because you are 6 years into this regime with Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. And then Nick Chubb goes, just admit you don't think he's very good at football anymore. Not you, them. Just admit you don't think he's very good at football anymore, or you would have kept him. So if you don't think he's very good at football anymore, there's plenty of teams that let guys go that don't think they're very good at football. Okay. But just let's call that what it is instead of, well, this is the rebuild. No, it's not the rebuild. If it was a real rebuild, they would have told you right up front, like a lot of teams do. So it's going to be a gamble, because I think a lot of people, and this is my fear, this is my true fear, is I'm excited about Quinshon Judkins. I'm excited about that young man. I'm excited about the possibilities of Dylan Sampson, who is their fourth round choice this year. You know, Jerome Ford, he's a fine enough player. I think that he's gotten a bad name a little bit just because his name's not Nick Chubb over these last few years.
It's kind of a feast or famine running back, right?
Yeah, I mean, because he doesn't look fast. He's one of the fastest guys in the NFL. When he reaches top speed, it's unbelievable. Those guys got to be good, because if those guys ain't good, you're going to be very upset, because I think that he'll have some sort of, do you believe that he'll have a good year, some sort of a resurgence? It can't be, he's got to be better than what he was last year.
You've had more time to rehabilitate. Because he's a year older and coming off an injury.
I don't have very
big expectations for him at all.
But when he hurt
at this point, which I think the Browns kind of agreed with that sentiment.
True, but when he broke his foot, many were saying this is a broken foot. Yeah, it's serious now, but it shouldn't have any long-term effects. A broken bone's a broken bone. So that's serious now, but it shouldn't have any long-term effects. The knee was still the issue there, where those were the long-term effects you're coming from. I mean, we're going into 2 years now with Nick after the knee injury. So I think a lot of people are thinking, I don't know if it's going to be 1,100 yards on the ground and all this, that, and the other. But I also know that it should be better than what it was last year. And I think a lot of people are going, well, they let Kareem Hunt walk, and then he was putting up 100 yards on Sunday Night Football last time we saw him. And what, did he play in the Super Bowl or did he not play in the Super Bowl?
He did.
He did play in the Super Bowl. So there you go. And if Nick becomes that guy, oh God, heaven help us. Heaven help us. So that's the risk. But I'm not going to subscribe to, well, it's the rebuild. Mm-mm. you are what you say you are, and you've signed Nick Chubb for an extension, or you've signed Myles Garrett for an extension, and I've gone down that list before.
So you don't think, even in hearing Andrew Berry last week on that podcast, we played it on...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On Friday with him in Jacksonville, and he talked about their horizon, their timeline. I mean, it kind of sounded like to me like they've started the rebuild.
No, I think
they couldn't. They didn't do it all in 1 year. Like they didn't clean house and try to tank. But they do have two first-round picks next year anyway, in a year where everybody assumes they're going to be one of the worst teams in football. Doesn't that to you sound like the start of a rebuild?
I think that sounds a lot like a bunch of excuses. That sounds a lot like a bunch of excuses, because if you were to rebuild...
Well, wait, do you expect them to win a bunch of games this year?
No.
Yeah,
I
so...
But when you say rebuild, it just sounds to me like... Does it not sound like an excuse when people hear rebuild? Like, well, it's part of the rebuild. Rebuild what? You went to the playoffs twice. In 6 years, which is nice for, you know, considering the history, but what are we rebuilding?
But we all agree they missed the window, right? So
yeah.
So if you miss the window, with all the guys that, you know, helped propel the first playoff run for sure. Mm-hmm. The window that we had talked about, where that's why you're bringing in Deshaun Watson. You're bringing in Deshaun Watson because you wanted to take a huge swing, this massive swing at quarterback for a team that was loaded, right?
Yeah.
We don't think this team's that loaded anymore.
No.
We got Pro Football Focus thinks you have the worst roster in the league.
Yeah.
We pushed back about that.
Yes, we did.
But what else is that?
But I would push back and say, then what are you still doing here?
I mean,
there's other guys.
You're talking
in the
to
league.
Somebody who is definitely.
You see what I mean? I don't want to fight you over what the things we have problems with what they've done with. You get what I'm saying? Like, I could see where this was starting to turn into me getting red-faced with you and you getting red-faced with me and being exasperated with each other. I'm not planning on doing that, at least not right now. I am not ripping you for calling it a rebuild. I imagine, 216-474-0092, I imagine a lot of the people agree with you. I'm just not going to do that. Rebuilding teams don't re-sign or don't extend their great big defensive ends. Rebuilding teams don't have two first-round picks coming up with the quarterback, where they usually do, but they don't take two quarterbacks in the third and fifth round like they did over this last year. Rebuilding teams don't have 12-year guards coming back.
What you're really saying is...
Rebuilding teams don't extend it all the way out with Greg Newsome or Denzel Ward or any of the other names
that we talked
about.
What you're really saying is a rebuilding team doesn't bring back a GM and a coach after 3-14.
That's also true, yes. Yeah. So they can't call it a rebuild because it's not. It's not a full-on rebuild.
So what is it? What is this year? I mean, we kind of stumbled into that last week, at the end of last week, and I didn't really hear a good answer from anybody
I don't,
about
I don't
what
think,
this year
I
is.
I don't think anybody has a good answer for it. What is the good answer? It's about winning as many games as possible to what? To extend it. That's all you're trying to do. It's just basically it's a giant credit card. You're trying to meet the minimum balance or you're trying to meet the minimum payment on it. So what's the minimum payment to stay employed? I said seven wins would probably keep Kevin Stefanski. I don't know about Andrew Berry because I can't guarantee you that it's a package deal. Remember, Kevin was here before Andrew. It probably feels like a package deal to a lot of people, but I'm not so sure about that. So this Nick Chubb stuff brings up a lot of questions about what they're going to do or what they're doing right now, what their plan is. And I don't know if they have one.
It's also part of the reason why I think it's really easy to root for Nick Chubb, even though he's in the AFC. Even though he's at a team that took advantage of you or certainly looks like they have won one of the most lopsided trades in NFL history. Yeah. Some have said sports history.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it's still easy. Like they didn't turn to a rival, even though we played them in the playoffs. Didn't really feel like that was the start of a rivalry with Houston, did it?
No. I think that...
Especially because we're expected to be bad and they're expected to be good.
Yeah. And the more I think about it, the more I'm going, okay, like I guess I could see their plan, but it's a very convoluted plan. It's like win just enough to stay around and then next year find your quarterback and somehow stay around and continue to build the team, even though that, you're 3-14 coming off this last year. And I think fan sentiment was almost at an all-time low this last year. Engagement, excitement, all those things were at an all-time low last season. And you're trying to build for something in the future. That's why I've been so excited about the whole Shador Sanders conversation. At least to me, it's fun compared to the things we've been talking about over the last 3 years. And now this is one of I forgot. Nick's great. And now we got to let Nick go. And if they don't think that Nick's good anymore or good enough anymore, fine. That's fine. They know him better than I do. And I know that you've asked me about this, and it's hard for me to admit that he didn't look anywhere near like the type of running back that we have seen in the past. I think it's hard for a lot of fans to admit these things. These are some tough truths that we have to see with each other here. And I don't know if the franchise is seeing the truth for what it is right now, based on the decisions they've made for the now and for the future. And I think they are trying to thread a very, 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 very small hole in the needle of how they can all stay and keep the messaging the same way moving forward and also win games and not have to lose anybody out of the process. I think it's an extremely difficult thing they're going to try to do. And more than likely, it ain't going to go their way. And more than likely, we're talking about new people getting ready for 2026. Nick is not the nail in the coffin, but he's one of the folks that I think that people will go back to, especially if he shows anything with the Houston Texans. But I think what a fan has to ask themselves are, do they think that Nick Chubb still has great, great football ahead of him where they didn't have to take a Quinshon Judkins or a Dylan Sampson in this last draft? And no, I don't think so. So it's a hard thing to admit. And I think a lot of fans are going, well, now you let go of one of our fan favorites, a beloved player here. I mean, he's the best since Jim Brown to do it. 38 years I've been watching this. He's the best running back I've ever seen in a Browns uniform, bar none. I see the highlights. It makes me wish I would have enjoyed the highlights more. Some of the incredible runs, some of the incredible things he did, the stiff arm where he basically would have used Micah Fitzpatrick's head as a basketball once against the Steelers. The whole Eagles thing where he was basically forearming everybody, all that game. I mean, there was a lot of great stuff that Nick Chubb did for this football team. And it's like, we were trying to climb out of the gutter. We're trying to win these games. It's a tough season in 2020 with everything else going on. It's like, man, I wish I would have smelled the roses a little bit more with him. Because what we saw was greatness. His time in Cleveland was absolute greatness. And now that time has come to an end. If they win a Super Bowl, that's a sticky situation. Go ahead and ask Saquon Barkley and Giants fans about that one. But if they don't win the Super Bowl, then I feel he's kind of ours. But if they do win a Super Bowl and he's a big part of it, look out. Look out. Because if they're a really competitive team and he's a big part of it, look out for the front office anyway. Because it's another thing where, hey, you didn't win enough this year, and we got another guy going somewhere else who's proven that he had football left.
I mean, I just wonder, after last year, seeing how much of a shell he was of himself last year, do fans sit there and they see some of the reporting where it was like, they had talked to the Browns. The Browns just didn't seem very interested. How upset?
Oh, I thought that they were. I thought that they were. I think there were definitely people in the building who have a lot of power in the building who really did want him to come back. Yes, I know that for a fact.
But he's not back because
I think there's two things. I think one, they're probably thinking his best football is behind him, and that's why they made the decisions they did in the draft. And number two, I think that Nick, in so many ways, was probably a little bit tired of the hoping instead of just, hey, I only got so many years left. I'm out here, I have 1 year left. I'm going to go to a team that's a contender. And I'm sorry, this is just going to be the way it is. Because you and I can side-eye Chicago all we want. They expect to be contenders over there this year. 216-474-0092. Nobody needs to side-eye the Houston Texans. Everybody knows that they certainly intend to be contenders this year. So you're going to root for Nick in Houston. I think that there's another question here. What's this mean for our franchise and whether or not this is a rebuild or everything?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.